Mike Krueger is Director of Digital Engagement at the Commerce Department. Commerce completing a project with the Government Publishing Office with a brand new website for the Commerce Department. Mike, what is the vision for digital services at the Commerce Department, and how does it fit the administration's push overall to do digital differently? Easy for me to say. Thanks for being on the program today, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me, Francis. It's a pleasure and an honor. I think the way that Commerce is viewing digital services, we have a couple things it's not. The first thing it's not is the traditional move fast, break things that you might see from a startup in Silicon Valley. No one really wants the federal government to start breaking things. But it is also not a rebranding of the CIO and kind of business as usual. What it really is we're moving for digital services. Any digital product starts with the user experience as the keystone that we're building on. It's then small and nimble teams assembled around projects. So you're not hiring someone for a lifetime. Instead, we're hiring folks for a specific project, bring in that really high value skill set. But we're not certainly guaranteeing that we'll have them around forever. It then integrates analytics into the base of a project and sets the stage for a constant feedback loop. One of the things that is certainly new and different here is the ability to capture your user experience from the very beginning and see if that's matching or meeting your goals. If it isn't, then making some quick changes with that small, nimble group that I said we would assemble. It'd be iterative and flexible, so it's not just we've delivered the app or delivered the website or whatever it is and we're done. Instead, we will be making changes and making improvements to it all the time based upon our user and experience and feedback. And we see this all the time in the private sector. Just as soon as you've figured out your Facebook feed, Facebook decides to do something different with it. Mm-hmm. It's something similar, although hopefully not as disruptive. And the last bit that we think that this digital services at Commerce can be is the group of folks who can come in at the end of a project and get you kind of over the hump to deliver whatever it is, whether it's your back-end system or preferably, I think what we're going to focus mostly on is the front-end citizen-facing services. But when you're kind of, there's a lag in the middle of a project, it's the extra oomph to get you there.
It's interesting that that's the last one that you listed too, Mike, because I think there was a perception, especially after some one particular very highly publicized problem in government, that the digital services folks would almost be triage. And what I keep hearing from your colleagues, and I'm hearing again from you, is that's not the intention at all. The intention is to get in on the ground floor on these kinds of projects so that there doesn't have to be triage later on. Am I hearing you right, Mike?
Absolutely. I think there's certainly, the Commerce Department, we're pretty lucky. We don't have any of these high stakes, kind of high profile digital services which are in need of immediate triage. But I think the goal is definitely, hey, let's make this thing work from the beginning rather than roll something out that we then have to come back and kind of re-engineer while the stakes are really high.
Speaking of not everything being a high-profile, sexy project, you've talked about the issue of addressing the systems that people know a lot about and some things that are more mundane, like payment systems. Do you approach something differently because it's something people might pay a lot more attention to, or are the strategies and processes that you apply the same regardless of the profile of what it is that you're taking on?
Well, I think if we go back to, this customer service experience or who is our customer, the question will be, how do we get the best experience for the most people the quickest? And so that would be the strategy which we'd use. Obviously, if it's a website redesign or a mobile app, the implementations can be quite different than if it's a back-end payment system or a database that you're kind of trying to update. But I think ultimately we're going to start with how do we make this better for the citizen as fast as we can and then go from there.
You used a couple of terms that are buzzwords right now in the digital community and government: user experience and analytics. And you use the term iterative. And when I think of that, I think of something that's constantly living. And that's kind of what you reinforced with the idea that you don't just put an app out there and it's done and you're on to the next thing. It's a constant reassessment process. How do you make sure that you don't just think about those terms as buzzwords, that those actually become embedded into the way that not just your team, but everybody in the agency thinks about how they deliver services and products?
That's an excellent question. It is certainly a cultural change to think about how do we move away from maybe the new shiny object that people strive for towards mm-hmm. a long-term lasting success. Part of where I sit in the Office of Public Affairs many of these digital services start off as communications ideas. And so by being here, I'm able to sit with folks as the idea is germinating, as it is improving. You know, then we can bring in, hey, what's the customer focus? What's the citizen get out of this? And really sort of begin to scope the project in a way that then when it is time to approach the CIO for kind of the implementation and, you know, the real technical lift, you're at a place where you've thought about, you know, how am I going to make this happen now? What's the long-term goal for it? And how do we sustain it? I think one of the things that digital services is going to be different than where the CIO shop is. The digital services is going to, I think, work on delivering minimally viable product for most folks, and then getting out of the way and letting either offices or individuals or however it's going to be built be responsible for the long-term improvement and maintenance of it. You know, certainly we can jump back in if there's a big problem or, you know, you're way off base, but, you know, the long-term maintenance of it is not going to live within the digital services office, but instead within the individual owner of each of the systems.
Mike Kruger's director of digital engagement at the Commerce Department. What's the interaction, interface, structure, et cetera, between what you're doing and Steve Cooper, the CIO, and what his team is doing? Who reports to who, or does that even matter in a structure like this? And maybe there are other priorities instead of who's in charge of what?
First, let me say that Steve and I are great partners in this. He's been at Commerce about a year. I've been here about four. And immediately upon arrival, one of the things that he was looking at was, what are we doing for the citizen? What are we doing for our customer? And how can we do it better? So him and I have talked at length about that. And the way in which right now, because there is no digital services office, like has been suggested in the president's budget, but we, you know, this year we're sort of pulling together from existing services. I've been focusing mainly on the public-facing side of the house, and then Steve has been working on the technical solutions and implementations. So I'm working with stakeholders around what do you need and what problem are you trying to solve, and then being able to scope that, take it to Steve, and then Steve's been able to find the resources to do that. So the most recent example is the commerce.gov website, right? One of the biggest things that our old website did not do was it was horrible on mobile. It was a very, very poor mobile experience. So worked with him and his team to come through with what I think is a much more mobile-friendly platform that it really should, for the 20 to 22% of folks who come to our website on a tablet or a phone, should be able to find what they're looking for rather than previously. It was nearly impossible. So that's how we interacted and how we worked together really closely on that. It was, and I think that's probably our plan going forward. If Congress passes a budget which includes space for digital services, has a plan in the budget for who reports to who, and ultimately it all goes to the deputy secretary.
How do you define business cases to, as I said before, the structure? We talked about the fact that the structure is that you want to be engaged in projects early on. How do you work with someone who comes to you and says, this is a communications idea that we have, to define business cases so that they understand kind of how to build it from a digital perspective while you're learning how they're expressing their needs from a communications perspective?
I mean, there's a couple ways in which this has happened. When I first started, digital was a thing which sort of we did because that was what happened in the 2008 election was digital was important. It now is a case where everybody recognizes, from the newest employee to the folks who have been here a long, long time, that digital communications is really the way in which people communicate in 2015. And so what I've had is a lot of people who have an idea and then seek me out because they want to build a website or they think they have a solution to their problem. They want to build a website. There's a lot of requests for apps, these sort of things. And then they seek me out, and then we talk through, like, okay, what's the problem you're trying to solve? What sort of thing do you want to do long-term? And one of the interesting things that we've done at Commerce around this is been able to, since Secretary Pritzker has really elevated data as one of our key pillars, been trying to push people away from building an app or building a website, which they, you know, we really want them to maintain and continue to improve, to instead to say, well, if your actual communications goal is just to get your information out there, your data out there, well, why don't we work on, you know, building an API? Why don't we work on integrating your data into an existing workflow that would then be published through one of our APIs. So we had a consolidated screening list, which is a series of lists, actually, the federal government keeps, that our Bureau of Industry and Security oversees. That basically says, these are the people and these are the organizations you can't export to for one reason or another. And originally, way back when, they wanted to build a website. That was what they thought was the solution. And the more we talked with them, the more we realized that they actually weren't really interested in building a full website around this, but instead having the ability just to publish the information through our Trade Developer Portal API, they would hit the same community they were looking for, and they would then really would have very little extra work that they'd need to do because they were already compiling this list anyway. And so we were able to kind of talk that through, and then we obviously the technical solution is quite a bit different from build a website to turning your data into machine-readable formats or an API. That's the sort of discussions which we have in long and short term. Sometimes people will come to me and they think they want to build an app, and I kind of go through the process to, you know, what's expected and what do you need to do, and they realize it's a lot more work, and so they step away, or they, you know, we morph it into an existing system that already can serve that purpose. So there's multiple ways in which those conversations play out. And then sometimes people will approach Steve directly or people in his office directly and say, I need to build a website. And because of the great partnership we have, you know, he sort of alerts me in one way or another, and we begin to have that conversation with the stakeholders about, you know, again, what are you doing? What problem are you solving? And you know, potentially your perceived solution isn't necessarily what we want to, isn't really the best solution, so let's talk about what that could be. And we're really trying to, I think there's two things around there. One is that ultimately the citizen gets a better product that's more useful to them in a place that they expect it. And internally, we're being efficient because we're not creating a whole bunch of new digital products, which, you know, when someone retires or administration changes over, that there's, you know, less interest in keeping them up. And so you just have a bunch of, you know, this is an issue that we dealt with early in the administration, was a lot of information spread throughout the entire web, and there was a real push to consolidate it because it was very hard to find. So we're trying to think about, you know, how do we make sure that the next administration doesn't end up in the, you know, we don't leave them in the same place, but instead that we're putting information where people want it, on the device that they want to get it on when they want to get it.
The cool part of that to me, Mike, is that it is actually more conceptual than operational, because you're changing the question that not only you're asking of your colleagues in the agency, but of what you hope, I guess, that they'll ask you eventually, which is not what do you want to make, as in we want to make a website, we want to do this or that, but you're asking them to think about what they want to do, i.e. get out a particular set or groups of sets of data, and then helping them think through the most logical ways to do that from the customer's perspective rather than from the agency's perspective. Am I on track there?
No, that's exactly right. And it's a cultural shift for us. Since the web came about in the late 90s, you know, it was all about, you know, the agency thinks they know what they, you know, what the customer wants, and they therefore will build it. And so you saw websites, and then you saw apps, and, you know, and now we're trying to turn that on the head, saying, actually, what does the customer want? And let's then, there's multiple venues, let's put it out that way. And so that is a shift for people, because especially they, you know, they come thinking they're going to get a new shiny toy, and sometimes, you know, it's not that case. That instead, it's going to be something, a different result. But the end, you know, in the case of our consolidated screening list, we knew almost immediately that, you know, three or four businesses were using that information within days of us putting it out there, which, you know, we didn't necessarily know, or we weren't sure if we'd built a separate website, if anybody would have used it nearly as much as they do. And so, you know, you can point to these for data owners or for offices and business units, you can point to, hey, this is why we did it, and this is why we did it this way, is because this is how the customer wants to have it. And you're now making a bigger difference than if we'd just gone through, you know, how you kind of thought we would.
You've used the term before, Google Ease and Amazon personalization, and it sounds like what you're describing there is what gets you a couple of big steps toward that concept, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard. Both those things are hard from a technical, from a policy and legal perspective, and a cultural perspective. But you know, if I were to start a startup right now, I would need to produce whatever my product was. It would need to be as easy as using Google and as personal as Amazon. or I would fail in the marketplace. And government is no different. That's what people expect. I think rightfully so. And we need to produce that for them, whether it's a entrepreneurs just starting out or a Fortune 500 company that's running into trouble exporting their goods to another country.
What are the obstacles that you've run into in terms of ease of use and personalization, not just because of the innate nature of the bureaucracy, but just because of a different process that exists in the public sector versus the private sector, Mike?
Well, certainly, when it comes to some of the issues around the technical, making it look easy is hard. I think anybody who's ever built anything would tell you that. There's a lot of really, really smart people working on making things really easy all the time. And so, within government, we've got a lot of really smart folks who are doing that. But kind of culturally, getting them to focus on the end user experience versus what they're used to in their day-to-day job is a little tricky. And obviously, then we have some legal and policy issues around that personalization stuff. It's certainly possible to get very personalized information, but it's also there are additional steps to things behind cybersecurity and that kind of thing, which take time. They're not impossible; they just take time. And so, to do that, you've got to commit a real resource of time and energy towards making that happen.